You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this opportunity. Once again, we have to hear your word. What a blessed time. What a moment we have to receive of your goodness, your direction for our lives. We thank you that your anointing is here, your power is here to direct us into all truth. Open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of your Lord, O Lord. We thank you that our lives will be transformed this morning in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted a loud amen. I said a loud amen. Why don't you welcome somebody to church with a smile? Amen. Hallelujah. And you may be seated. Tell somebody, may you be obsessed with God this morning. Amen. May God be your focus. Hallelujah. It is a blessing to be here. God bless you for coming to church, because it will be a blessing to your life. Coming to church will definitely impact your life in a positive way. Amen. I think it's a blessing to see all of you. The last time I saw some of you was last week, and then some others last 2 weeks. But all the same, it's a blessing that you are sitting here. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for Jesus. Tell your neighbor, be in full expectation. God is about to speak to you. Be expectant, because God has a word for you. Or tell another person, God has a word for you. Be expectant. Be ready to hear. And your expectation will be met. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for Jesus. Last 2 weeks, I started on tithing, and I'm going to continue. Amen. I'm going to continue this morning. The message on... Okay, I'm preaching on the laws of sowing and reaping. Hallelujah. I'm still talking about tithing and a number of laws. The laws of sowing and reaping. What is the first law of sowing and reaping? You must plant something. Everybody must plant something. Tell somebody you must plant something. What are you planting? If you don't plant anything, you don't expect a harvest. By all means, you must plant something. Hallelujah. You know, the song has preached a message. The song was preaching about the different grounds and the seeds that are sown and the ground. So, may you not be a wayside ground. I said, may you not be a wayside ground. Yeah, all the songs are scriptures. So you must watch. So before I preach, there's one preaching before I preach. Scriptures. So, I think we should be happy about that. These are all songs that our father, Bishop Dag, wrote. Yeah, isn't that amazing? These are all amazing songs. I think you can clap. Yeah, these are all songs. That's why they are here. They are our songs. Bishop Dag wrote them, composed them, and then we are singing them. Are we not enjoying them? Yeah. Matthew 13, about the different kinds of grounds. Or Mark, it's also in Mark 4, I think. And it's a blessing. Amen. So you must plant a seed, all right? The Bible says that except a corn of wheat fall into the ground, if the corn of wheat does not fall into the ground, the subsequent processes wouldn't take place. Whatever has to take place wouldn't start, because there's no seed. You just had nothing in your hand. You dug the ground and you just did this. Let something happen. It's like magic. It doesn't work like that. When you dig the ground, you must put something in the ground. Tell somebody you must put something in the ground. after tilling the ground, you must put something there. You can't just wave your hand and then expect that when you come back the next day, you will only find weeds growing. Hallelujah. So you must sow. So those of you who are not planting seeds and sowing your first and best, there's nothing that you have sown. So don't expect anything. Amen. What is the next point I gave you? You must plant in a good ground. Tell your neighbor you must plant in a good ground. You must plant in a good ground. Are you sure you are planting in a good ground? Ask your neighbor, where have you been planting your seeds? Because definitely God gives you seeds. So where have you been planting those seeds? It's a question. Where have you been putting your seeds? And this place is a good ground. I said this place is a good ground. And listen, allow me this morning to boast about this ground. This is a good ground. This church is a good ground. It is the best ground you can find to sow a seed. This church is not a wayside ground. You have the best church. Yeah. Oh, I'm saying you are in the best church. And you are not excited about, there's no excitement about even what I'm talking about. That you are in the best church. Oh, I'm telling you are in the best church. Yeah. Well,
the best church.
It's like somebody who maybe you married and then you found out that your wife was not nice. Ah, after marriage, you find out that the other beautiful girls, my wife is not nice at all. That's what you are saying in your head. May God cure that mind. Then as pastor comes and says, bless the Lord for your beautiful wife, you'll be saying in your head, my wife is not beautiful. My wife is not beautiful. Thank the Lord for a beautiful wife. Say, hey, my wife is very ugly. As I'm saying, you have a beautiful church. That's what you are saying in your heart. I said, you have the best church. It's a good ground. Yes. You will have, just stand up and look around. Take a good look around. Just look around. I think it's enough. This is it. Just look around. Don't you think you have a good church? It's a good place. That is the first one. Number two, the messages you have been receiving. Hey! Where else can you get the type of messages I have been preaching to you? Where I can look at your face and tell you that, Charlie, what you are doing is very stupid. Hey! Where can you get it? What you are doing is stupid. Shouldn't we say it? It's only here. Nobody is able to come into your case like this. Nobody is able to tell you the truth like this. We have, if for some people, if you had a parent to tell you, sit down, don't go anywhere. By this time, you'd have been a medical doctor. I said, by this time, you'd have been a medical doctor. You would have been an accountant. You would have gone into the university. But you didn't get somebody to tell you in the face to sit down. Amen. So God has given you the best bishop you can ever have. It's a good place. I said it's a good place. It is not a wayside ground. Yes. Some of you are even saying, I said, allow me to boast about the ground, the grounds that you find yourself in. You are on a good ground. It is not a wayside ground. It's a good ground to sow your seed. It's a good ground. Yes. If you can't see it, we will show you. I said, if you cannot see it, we are going to what? Show you. Some people, they don't have eyes to see nice things. Yes, you can see. You can see. You can see a good thing. It's like the colorful stage and the episode. You can't see anything. All you see is white. There are different colors on the stage, oh, and it is nice. So we will open your eyes to see the good things. Yes, we have the messages that I'm preaching to you the word. I never told you that. Is that what I told you? Huh? Did I tell you that I have to bath you with one cake of geisha soap for it to finish? Can you imagine? You came to me for solution. I said, sister, your problem, I have to bath you with one cake of geisha. Hey! Can you imagine? You can't bath. I have to bath you. Why? I said this is a good ground. Clap your hand for the kind of ground that you find. Be excited.
It's not a wayside ground. Tell your neighbor, it is not a wayside ground. He is not a wayside bishop. You have the best bishop in the whole of Ghana. The church that this is the best place for the best. Yes. The whole world. In fact, the whole world. That's why Bishop Dad gave me to you. Yeah. Yes. I said, allow us to boast about the ground. It's a good church. It's a good ground. Have a good place. Hey. Can you not see? Can you not hear? Ah. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Ah. It's not a wayside ground. That's how it is not a wayside ground. It is not a stony ground. It is a good ground. When you are sowing your tithes, don't be thinking things. This is a good place. Hey. Ah. It's a good place. Tell somebody it's a good place. Yes. Allow us. If you won't see it, we'll show you. There's more to show you. Just that time wouldn't permit us. Yes. Can you see the praise and worship as they were jumping? Where else will you get the best praise and worship team? As you are standing, you will not dance to the praise and worship for you to receive healing. As they are shaking their legs like that, say, ooh. I said, it is not a wayside ground. It's a good ground. Yeah. The best praise and worship team. The best singers. The best instrumentalists. It is not a wayside ground. It's a good place. Oh, I'll say it. If you won't see it, we'll show you. Tell your neighbor, if you can't see it, we are showing you. We are showing you. We will show you. There are good things to see. Ah, Ada, we are colorblind. Are you colorblind? Clap your hands for Jesus. Let's continue the message. This is just a recap of what we talked about. Yeah. We'll show you. If you won't see it, we'll show you. It's a good ground. So planting a good ground like this, you're tight. When you come to church and you are planting, you must be happy. Eh? It's a good ground to sow your first and best. Yes. Yes. Good place. So it's a good place. Number three, you must plant large amount of seeds. Large amount. You must be a good donor. Amen. A lot of them. You remember 40 million sperms? A lot of them. Huh? Uncle T? Yeah, you remember that one? Yeah. Must give them. You must be generous. I said you must be generous. With 40 million. So that one of them will work. One of them. 40. Can you imagine? So the 40 million, 40 million of them. And only one will work. So it is not... It's not by chance that you are even here. Because you worked and the other millions never worked. Some of them were dashed, they were giving. Some of them were like you were joking, you were playing. And then one of them worked. Hey! I'm saying something. It's a message. You have to go to school to understand what I'm talking about. Some of your seats will be lost. I said some of your seats will be lost. I mean 40 million, over 40 million and just one worked. So what happened to the rest? What happened to the rest? They were lost. They were lost. You don't even know where they are. We can't find them. You can't collect them back. You cannot have them back. They are gone. Hallelujah. I am saying something. That is what happens to your tithes. Yes, you see. One of the greatest miracles we can have is the miracle of a human being. And this is how it happens. And that is the miracle of a seed. And it's the same thing. You must always know that some of the seeds will be lost. You plan like that. You plan that some of them will be lost. So you must consistently. So because one that works, maybe you are looking for one child. Huh? For all the years, I don't know what Abraham was doing all these years. All the years of marriage, all the 40 million, let's even say 40 million per week. 1 week, let's even use that, which is not likely. Which is not likely. Okay, for the years of 1 year times 53, 52, Let's use 52 times 40 million times the number of years they were married. Until that time when the wife gave birth, only one came, and then some few children also came around. Yes, I mean, you can just imagine that he was still working. He was working. God said, get to the work, get to the job, do it. When he even went on retirement, God called him back and said, you must get to the job so that, hey, it's not time to retire. It's not time to stop paying your tithe. I said, it is not time to stop it. You must plant and know that some of them will do all the first 10 years may not work, but all you are looking for is Isaac. Yes, just one. And it will work. And you'll be happy. Hallelujah. That will be you become the father of many generations, father of many nations. Amen. So know that. And then number five, I gave you the fifth one, right? So then the fourth one says that some of the seeds fell on stony ground, the song that was sung. Some of them fell by the wayside, which is the case. It will always be the case. Some seeds will fall on stony ground. Look, the song said, don't sit by somebody who is a stony ground or a wayside ground, complaining and murmuring. Don't sit by the person complaining and murmuring about the preacher man's message every day. They're saying something. Relocate yourself. Don't say anything. Just get up and go and sit on the other side. Wayside ground. And then number five, the Bible says that some of your seeds will never develop. Some of the seeds will never develop. That's what every prudent person does. If you are prudent, you plant such that you will have so much excess, because some of them will not work. If you are the perfect idealistic planner, you will be very disappointed. Very disappointed in life. That is why when you are planning, you plan with, you have to give a leeway, some margins, and know that, Charlie, there must be more, because some of them wouldn't work. So that if there's extra, one of them perhaps will work. Do you understand it? Because some of them will never work. Some seeds will never, never work. Hallelujah. Some fell among thorns, and thorns sprang up and choked them. Some seeds will be choked. Whatever you do, they will never develop. They won't. You do whatever that seed. So you must go on and plant more. Do you get it? You must be sowing your tithe. You must be paying your first and best every time. Every time. Every Sunday. Every month. You must pay. Honor the Lord with your first and best. Amen. Because some of them wouldn't work. That's what the Bible says. And we must know that. Now, next point. You must plant. I think I gave it up. You must plant the type of seeds you expect. What type of seeds? What type of fruit are you expecting? You must plant the type of seed, that type of seed, the type of fruit you are expecting. There are certain seeds you sow for certain harvests. Yeah. Believe God and sow well. Sow bountifully, not sparingly, not meager seeds. Don't sow 1% when you have to sow 10%. Don't give 1% of your tithe, of your income when you have to sow 10%. Some people even sow more. Yeah, because they believe it so much. So, what are you expecting? You can sow seeds now, and in the future, the returns will come. Yeah, sow it now. Just plant. Keep on planting. Amen. Now, ask your neighbor, what type of harvest are you looking for? Yeah, sow that seed. Well, if you planted a tomato farm, you don't expect a tomato harvest. You don't expect a cocoa harvest or what other harvest? Okra. You just know that this is what you got. So you have it. You don't need to ask for cocoa. Cocoa season has arrived. So you are going for your cocoa seeds and your cocoa beans. You have tomatoes. That's all. You just sell tomatoes. Maybe you had one bowl of tomatoes you sold for 100 cedis. That's all. And then somebody also has a bag of cocoa beans for how much? How much is one bag now? Six, seven hundred Ghana cedis. Maybe 600 and something Ghana cedis. Yes. You have your 100 cedis because what you planted is what? Tomatoes. And somebody planted
cocoa, and they are reaping cocoa. Hallelujah. I shared this last time. Now, let's go to the seventh point, right? Point number seven. Your seed must die. Your seed must die. The Bible says, John chapter 4, verses number 24. The Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. The seed must die. Tell somebody, the seed must die. Now, let me read this to you. Every seed must die. It undergoes decomposition and virtually melts away. This is what happens when you plant seeds in the house of God. It enters the offering bag and it melts away. You are forced to forget it. You must forget your seed when you plant it. That seed is gone. What is coming out is something else. It melts away. It decomposes and it melts away. You don't expect to look at it, watch it, and then see what happens. Where does it go? What do we do with it? Anytime you give, know that your seed is gone. Yes. Some members think that the church is a bank account. It's not the church. It's heaven that is a bank account. But the church, when you plant, it's gone. It is not a place where you have given. So, you'll be there, you come and say, my business is not doing well, so help my business as a church because I've been paying tithes. No, your seed has melted away. Tell somebody, your seed melted away. Yes. Yes. My business is not doing well, so can you, because when the business was doing well, that was how I was paying tithes. All this seemingly logical analysis, they don't hold in the word of God. You are giving yourself a very sound, logical analysis. But it does not hold. Yeah. God himself will cause a harvest to come into your life. Not to come and expect that. And when I was in problem, when I was, my business was undergoing crisis, nobody helped me. The church didn't help me. The church does not do that. I'm saying it clearly for you to understand. So if that is how you are thinking, stop thinking that way. Because that's not how God blesses you. Your seed melts away. Your money goes into the bag and vanishes. It's gone. It must die. Until it dies, don't expect a harvest. The money is gone. It vanishes. It's gone. There's a procedure that it goes through as far as the church is concerned. But for you, the seed that you have sown is melted away. God has taken it. Angels have come for them. Oh, I said angels have come for them. Yes, it's gone. It's gone. Don't come thinking in a funny way and all that. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm teaching you something. Charlie, change the way you are thinking. That's what the word of God says. Accept your seed. That means that what you actually planted will not be what you would have back. It will disappear. It will melt. It will vanish. Yes, it must die. Your seed must die. Your first and best, when you pay, it must die. It must just go. You put it in the ground and you just let it go. In fact, you must be praying that your seed will die so that it will grow. Don't be asking, so what did you do with the offering? And then come and give an account of what you have done with my money. Nobody is giving you an account. Nobody is giving. Your seed has melted away. I said your seed has melted away. That's all. It's gone. Because that's what the Bible says. Except it die. It will be alone. You will have it. If you want it back, just say it that you don't want to pay tithe again. And then it will be given back to you. You don't want your seed to die. You want to eat your seed. That's fine. But if you have come to give any seed or planted your first and best, it is gone, melted away. That's it. Allow the process so that you can have the harvest. Hallelujah. Yeah. If it doesn't die, you don't expect a harvest. Number eight. Your seed must be given time to die. The seed must be given time to die. What you have planted, you must allow time for it to die. There is that element of time. Always remember that element of what? Time. Time is a factor in sowing and reaping. And if you don't allow it time to die, then you will not have a harvest. You are always watching. Can you imagine? You put in your seed, you plant a seed in the ground, and you go back every morning to excavate again the ground to find whether the seed is there. Every morning, then you cover it again. Oh, okay, it is here. Is it dying? Okay. Then you go back the next morning. Every morning, I don't think that your seed will even germinate. Yeah. You can't. Be like the farmer. Be like the farmer who plants a seed. And all he does is that he expects a harvest. He's even praying that the seed will die, so that it can grow and then bear much fruit. That the farmer, that's what the farmer does. The farmer even has faith enough to plant a seed and allow it to die. That's a farmer who cannot read the Bible, a farmer who does not know the principles about sowing and reaping, is able to till a ground and then plant seeds and just wait for a harvest. That's a farmer. Be like a farmer who does not go back every morning. I don't know of any proper farmer who will plant corn and then every morning will go back. You've planted 300, even in every single, when you are planting, you put in maybe two or three of the corns. I don't know how many, but let's say two or three. They don't go back inspecting all of what they have planted, but they rather wait and allow it and believe, oh, the next morning nothing has happened. All right, they will just wait. They will just wait. They will just wait. They will just wait. Until you allow time, you will not have a harvest. And many of us, we don't give time. We don't allow time. The Bible says, cast your bread. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 1. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 1. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. After many days. It takes some days for you to find the bread that you have cast upon the waters. It will take some time. Sometimes people come to church and plant a seed during a convention. I'm not saying it is not possible. There is a miracle. There are miracles that takes place. But the Bible says that you will find them after many days. You are going for an interview at the embassy. And so you planted a seed. You've given your tithes and you went. And you are praying that you want to travel and it didn't work. Don't say God has disappointed you. Perhaps that seed is not yet grown. Yes, it is not. You will travel. You will still travel. You watch it and see. You will still travel. Yeah, perhaps that seed you should have sown long ago, you didn't sow. You are now planting it. It will take time. That is the problem of today. Many people want to have everything now. We are in a get-rich-now generation. Let it happen now. I want it now. Let it come now. Everything is now. How can it be? How can you plant now? Now, just last month, you know, my kids, I sent them to Accra. So we went to have a vacation with their grandmother in Accra. And then I heard that they had some toys at home. They had fork and shovel. No, plastic. So the next morning, after I said the next morning, I heard, oh, they are going farming. There's a garden. So they went and they planted. And as they put something, I don't know what they planted, but I hear Danielle was asking, sir, Grandma, is it not growing? Immediately you planted, you are expecting it to grow. How can it be? She's standing by waiting for it to grow. That's a child. That's a child. Yes. You must allow time today. And that's the problem of the world. That's our problem as Christians. So we can't believe the word of God. We don't believe the word. But the Bible is saying after many, not a few. But it happens sometimes that immediately you sow some seeds, some things happen. But the Bible is saying that after many days, you will find them. Yes, it will not be now. You want it now. The job, you will get a job, but maybe not this week. As you have just planted your seed today, maybe not this week. Maybe next month. It will happen after many days. That is it. That's what the word of God says. It will happen. So everybody wants whatever now. That brings greed. You see somebody's whatever and you say, I also want it now. I want this person's blessing now. You've seen somebody driving a car. The person has labored for years and now has his first car. And you, 22-year-old boy, you've seen that car and say, I want it now. Do you know the kind of seeds that has produced such a result? It's true. That's our mistake. You want it now. Mistake. That's our mistake. Yeah. You see the cast. So God is not faithful. God, I've been praying for whatever. Do you know the kind of seeds people have sown in years back? Yeah. And they have waited patiently. Like the farmer. As the Bible says, those who through faith, you must have faith in the seeds and patience inherit promises. Hebrews chapter 6 verses 12. Faith and patience. You must have patience. That is why people go into this kind of fraud, kind of business, sakawa business. If you don't plant seeds and wait and give it time to grow, you will turn yourself into a fraudster. You will become a sakawa boy sitting here and you make yourself into a girl and you'll be chatting with a white man to bring you money so that you will buy iPhone $10,000 that you don't need. That you don't need. You've seen somebody using an iPhone 8, so you want to get iPhone 8 Plus or whatever. That's a problem. Yes. Time. You need time. You must get, that's a word though. You need time. You need time. You've seen somebody having whatever, so you must also get it now. You want it now. You must also get it now. Young person. So I spoke to a 21. The kid boy who is so greedy, wants everything now. As I sat in front of him, three of his friends were dead. Yes, they were dead. That's why he was talking. What was the problem? They went to do 419 Sakawa. I said, so what did you do? I said, what did you do? Say it. And they said we should find a dead woman and sleep with her. They found a dead person, a dead woman in a village. They pretended they were undertakers. I don't know what happened. Can you imagine? 21 years. What do you want in this world? You are just 21 years. You are just 21 years. They did whatever. You can't even imagine it. The wickedness and the greed that makes you not wait. You don't allow time for things to happen. You want everything now. You want it now. But cast your sow seed. What seeds have you planted for next year? You haven't. You want everything now. You have not even planted any seeds. So I planted it this week and it must happen next week. No. No. There are some seeds that takes very long to grow. Yes, they're very, very powerful seeds that like trees. Some trees takes a long time for it to even germinate and then grow until it starts bearing fruits. Yes. That's what the Bible is saying. Allow time. Cast your bread upon the waters and allow time. Allow time. Take your time. You will give birth. Take your time. Allow time. Take your time. You will have a husband. Take your time. You don't need that. You see, ladies, you don't need your friend's husband, the ready-made type. Take your time and allow time to get your type of husband. You've seen somebody's husband. Do you know where they started from? When they started, the guy did not have a car. The guy was just walking. And you want the person now. You want to take your friend's husband because of greed. You are taking over. You want everything. So you are trying to have, you've seen someone say, oh, I wish I had a husband like you. Hey, please. The time the lady chose, you don't even know the period and what they've gone through, how they have allowed things and process. And now you see this refined fruit. And all you want is, I want this one. I want this one. You are greedy. You are wicked. Yes. And yeah. You see, let me tell you. So, We are not Christians. God is not a casino. That's why Lotto is not good. Because that's where you put in money. So that you put in money, 3 short banker, 11, 23, single, 7. You put in money on Saturday, and then you know that if these three numbers drop by 6 p.m., you are a millionaire. That's not God. That is not God. That's not God. God is not a Lotto kiosk or a casino. Yes, God is not. You saw, which you stand by and say, you're looking at the numbers. God, it should drop. It should drop. That's not God. You have missed it. Look at the scriptures. That's why you cannot take Lotto and say, oh, Yakupona kwando ya tuacho. Yakupona use Lotto, does their blessing. You can't say that. Yeah. You can't. That's not God. God says, sow and believe. There's always that element of allow time and have faith. You must have faith, like the farmer has faith. You don't have faith. You don't want to add any element of faith to what you have done. You must allow time. Time will test your patience. Time will test whether you really believe. But farmers have more faith than Christians. The villager farmer has more faith than you, a Christian sitting here. You don't have faith to give time to your seed and allow time. You have been around 1 month, 2 months. I'm not seeing anything. You can go. Go to the juju man and become a Sakawa person. Leave and go. We will come and bury you. You'll be there. You will turn into a vulture and we will come and you will see. Go, leave and go. Go to the Sakawa man. You will become a vulture. Yes, you will turn into a vulture. Yeah. Turn into a vulture right now. Is that what you want? The church is not a magic place. Allow time. Plant. Give it time. You will. If you allow time, you will marry. Just relax. Allow time. You will travel. Traveling, oh. You see, take your time. You will travel. Don't say, God has disappointed you. I didn't get the visa. My friend, take your time. It's not time yet. You just sowed the seed. It will happen in 2 years. It will happen. But be there. After many days, maybe many years, you will find it. After being there for a long time, can you imagine even Sarah? There's so many times after whatever, one day they found it, the child that they were looking for. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. It's not like that. We have changed. Let's believe in the scriptures and let us be a church. This is not the Togbe Shrine. This is not Togbe Shrine. This is the house of God. Yes, this is the house of God. This is not Togbe Shrine, no. Togbe Shito. Yes, there's one. Kofodia, I remember Togbe Shito. I always remember done a billboard Togbe Shito. I said, hey, Togbe Shito. I don't know. I'm pronouncing it well. That's not Togbe Shrine. This is God. Cast your bread. Allow time for things to work. Allow time to be blessed. Take your time. Even when it happens suddenly, we are afraid. It is something that you know. You should be afraid of such things. Sudden blessing, sudden wealth. Sudden wealth. It is God who giveth the power to make it. You suddenly want to become wealthy, which may not be, you will be wealthy, but the power to make it was not given you, so that power to hold on to it is not there. It will destroy you. That is the reason why you will become mad because of the wealth that you will suddenly acquire. That's the reason why you will go bonkers because the money will now show you what to do at 1 p.m., 1 a.m. The money will wake you up and tell you that go and sleep with a prostitute. The money will wake you up and tell you that go and drink because you didn't have power to handle it. You need power to handle wealth. Yeah. And you don't know, money will wake you up. And you have money, you can't sleep. You can't sleep. If you have $1 million right now, you may not even be in church. I'm telling you. You think that you are looking nice and you may not be in church. You give us reasons why you can't be in church. Because there's $1 million in your account telling you things to do. Yes. It's true. To tell, I'm not happy. I'm bored. She understands it. I'm bored. So this weekend, I want to go on vacation somewhere. I'm going to be at the beach. I'm going to be at
aqua safari, going somewhere to have, before you realize the water has taken you away. Yes! I'm talking about what? Yes. Because the power to make wealth was not given to you. Allow time. Ladies and gentlemen, let's allow time. God will bless us. But when you sow your seed, allow time. One day after many days, you will find them. You will. You'll drive a car, but take your time. Take your time so that you have gone to take a loan to get, you see, you have leveraged 15 years of your life for a car now. 15 years of repayments or 10 years of repayment. You have leveraged, gone to buy a Porsche. Everybody is saying it's nice, but you know you are suffering. You are suffering. Because you are paying over years. You pay. By the time you finish paying, the car is an old car. You don't even like it again. Charlie. It's a message. Let me continue. Hallelujah. Our time is up. I don't want to go beyond it. Should I? One more point. Hallelujah. Now, your seed will grow by a miracle. That's the next point. Your seed. It takes a miracle, not magic, for your seed to grow. It takes a miracle. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6, I have planted Apollos water, but God brings the increase. Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. God brings the increase. No one knows how it happens, but God brings the increase. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. Mark chapter 4, verses 26. Mark 4, 26. The Bible says, and he said, so is the kingdom of God. As if a man should, listen to this. Listen to this. As if a man should cast seed into the ground. 27. And should sleep. And rise night and day. And the seed shall spring and grow up. And he knoweth not how. That is how it happens. Many miracles. He said, God. You see, you have planted a lot. But you don't even know which one. Say, God, how did it work? How? You can't do anything about the growing. You can't. You cannot give God time. God, by 6 o'clock today, you must do this. Don't. Stop it. This is not Togbe Shito's shrine. This is not a casino. This is not Obri Lotos. This is the house of God. The Bible says that, and he should sleep like the farmer who just plants and goes to bed and then believes and go back, go sleeps and then rise night and day. He goes night and day, he just sleeps and then the seed should spring up. And he doesn't know how. You don't know how. You don't know how. You don't know how. It's a miracle. That's what I'm saying. It is a miracle for the seed to grow. Allow that miracle to happen. Allow that miracle to take place. And allow God to be God. Can you believe it? It is one of the greatest miracles to really see. It's you. A very complex person like you with many parts. So many complex parts. The eye to see. We don't value them. The eye that sees. The ear that hears. The nose that smells. The mouth that talks. The hand that moves. The legs that walk. And many other aspects that we don't even see. The heart. The engine of the whole thing that must work. Day and night. If it will stop working for 1 minute, you can't exist. The kidneys. That must work. The lungs, your intestines, and some other major parts of the body that are all existent in you. How did it work? From a seed. A seed. It's a seed that generated all these. You can't even see all of that in the seed. You can't. You cannot. Is it not a miracle? It's a miracle.
to give birth is a miracle. So it's God. Allow that miracle to take place. Allow that miracle. It is God who gives this miracle and makes it happen. Yes. Now, what did you do? What did you do? So that's why if you have a child, know that it's the child there. You know that you don't own the child. If you have a child, you'd really think that way, that you are more like a caretaker because you didn't do so much to have this child. You don't know the kind of nose the child will have, the kind of face the child will have, whether they will be black or white. You could have easily been black, or you could have easily been white. You could have easily been like an albino, although you look like a black person. Maybe one of the 40 million sperms was a white man. Yes. But that one did not fertilize. Oh, yeah. You could have easily been a female or a male. Different genes composed you and the way you look. Different chromosomes. Genes and chromosomes. Everybody has 23 chromosomes. Different. With genes embedded in them. I don't know how, but you can ask the scientists. Different. And they all, a seed, all these different, and suddenly, you became a boy. You became a girl. It's a miracle. You can't predict it. You can't tell how. You can just pray and say, Father, let this be a boy. Let this be a boy. I don't know if any particular day you must have sex with your wife so that you give birth to a boy. I don't know. I don't know whether there's a strategy. It's a miracle. A strategy for giving birth to boys, I don't know. A strategy for giving birth to girls, I don't know. That's why people say, oh, I have three boys. I want one more. I know the last one will be a girl. Before you realize, you have given birth to three boys, quadruplets. No, this one, that these are triplets. You add them to the three and you have six. Three boys. So you have six. Because you can't predict. Or a quadruplet, four of them. You were ending with the last one and you had four. When your wife gives birth, you say, yay! What is this? Is that not what you say? Hey! Charlie! You were ending it with the last girl and you had four boys. Hallelujah. So, it's a miracle. Allow the miracle to take place. Allow God's miracle. The seed grows by a miracle. Paul planted, Apollos watered. God brings the increase. Says that that's how the kingdom works. The kingdom of God works by faith. It's faith. Just believe God that the seed you have planted, as you rise up, one day it will grow. It will germinate. And you wouldn't know how. That's even the interesting part of it. That part, you cannot do anything about it. You don't contribute to that part of it. It's a miracle. And let's believe in that miracle. Let's have faith in that miracle. That God will make our seeds grow. All the seeds you have planted, your first and best, just continue paying. One day, it will abound to you. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Today, you may not see them. It won't work. Others are reaping theirs, perhaps. Yours is coming soon. Your day is coming. Just keep planting. Believe God and keep planting. Have faith. Don't give up. Some of you just come to church and you give up after 3 months, after 1 year. You think so? It is not. You see, serving God is not like lotto. That you serve God for 3 years or 1 year. Have faith. Continue. Continue. There will be times the seeds will not work. Continue in faith and believe that the seed, as long as you have seeds to plant, the miracle will take place with one of the seeds that you have in your hand. The miracle will fall on one of your seeds. Somebody, your seed is receiving that miracle power. Your seed is receiving that miracle power. Your seed is receiving that miracle power of growing in the name of Jesus. Your seed is receiving that miracle power of growing in the name of Jesus. It will grow. It will grow. May your seeds grow. Believe. Believe. Oh, yes. This scripture should be comforting to everyone. You don't know how. He just rose up and it has worked. I don't know how. you will be frank. You will know that you don't know how the seeds worked. You just know that a blessing came in. Something happened. You just know that you planted. You planted. You contributed. You helped the church. You planted a seed. You did this. You gave a good offering. You planted monies with healing Jesus. You did this. You gave your best and best faithfully for years without complaining. You were not seeing anything, but you faithfully did it like the farmer. And one day, there will be a harvest. Nobody will understand. You wouldn't understand why. This is, as you see cars, there are people who genuinely have some cars and some blessings. You will never know the kind of seeds they have planted for years, for years, for years, for years. Yes. They have believed. Yes. May you also believe. Have faith. Believe. Your harvest is coming soon. Clap your hands for Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidou@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus.